As we listen to today's scripture, we see that resurrection joy has not yet been realized by Jesus' chosen followers, still bewildered and confused by grief and loss that has overwhelmed them in those last few days. Their hearts have not yet been opened to the full truth of what is happening. Our scripture reading today is from the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18, pages 1685 and 1686 in your red Bible in the pew. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabbani," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to my Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. God is still speaking. Thanks be to God. I have been told that I explain things well, or that I am a good storyteller. I don't know if I agree with it, but if there's any truth to it, I attribute that to being detailed-oriented. Those comments I've heard depict that trait as a strength. I have also found it to be a weakness, as sometimes I get lost in the details and lose the structure of what I am saying, making it hard for everyone, including myself, because I go down that rabbit hole. When choosing a scripture for today, I went through the options, and today's reading from John grabbed my attention right away. Not only for the message, but how well it was expressed. Right from the first few verses, the stage was set for all that comes after. The verses give us a visual, draw us into the emotions that are being felt all throughout, taking us to that place at that time. It's not just a picture, it's a movie. It's engaging, relatable, and allowed me to become vested in the reading itself. Now that is great storytelling. I read the scripture silently a few times, typed it out, and read it out loud a couple times, my usual preparation, as this is how I start hearing the message the Holy Spirit is leading me to. With each reading, no matter the method, I was drawn to the very first verse. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. And then more specifically, I was drawn to the phrase, while it was still dark. At that moment, to Jesus' followers, how dark it must have seemed indeed. A few days before this, Jesus was riding into Jerusalem as if taking a victory lap. He and his followers were part of a revolution, angering the Jewish establishment, the Pharisees more than the Sadducees, making a difference through their teaching and healing, threatening the uneasy alliance between Herod, the Roman leaders, and the Jewish leaders, establishing a new covenant with God's people. Then Jesus was killed. And now they're looking for Jesus' body in a tomb. And it's nowhere to be found while it was still dark. The sheer number of different emotions they were feeling, as well as the depth of those emotions, must have been overwhelming. From our reading, I'm perceiving grief, fear, frustration, loss, guilt, bewilderment, just to name a few, while it was still dark. Jesus tried to prepare them for what was coming, but I think even if God would have laid it all out step by step for them, it would have seemed unreal, incomprehensible, for truly, how could something like this happen? How would it even be allowed? But Jesus knew all of this had to happen, for it was why Jesus, our Savior, became human while it was still dark. We celebrate Easter because we have been taught about and believe in the resurrection. We know what Jesus has done for us, what is yet to be revealed. Throughout the rest of the Gospels and the New Testament to the chosen disciples and to the world at that time. Though as humans, now, just as then, we cannot fully understand God's ways, cannot fully know God while it is still dark. Which one of us has not called out, reached out in need, desperation, or sorrow for God? asking and seeking answers for our own understanding while it is still dark. When we are confused about or question our path, lost, when we sin, when we don't look to God but to earthly answers, while it was still dark. When the Holy Spirit enlightens Jesus' disciples and followers with the understanding and knowledge of Jesus' resurrection, they will then feel resurrection joy. Today, we know the meaning of the Easter celebration and also feel that resurrection joy. Both then and now, always, Jesus is the light that brings us, guides us, keeps us out of the dark. Praise be to God.